WNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered storms. High of 90, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 74. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas City Federal Reserve says financial conditions in its district remaining solid for the second quarter. Survey respondents say any signs of slowing growth likely in the months ahead, though. Farm real estate values grew rapidly in recent quarters, but those valuations moderated in the second quarter, alongside recent drops in ag commodity prices. Farm income remaining stronger than last year, but an increase in farm loan interest rates, drought, higher input costs, and the pullback in commodity prices likely contributing to a slightly less optimistic outlook for the farm economy than the previous quarter. While this year's outlook still positive, lenders reporting growing concerns about 2023. A larger share of lenders reported significant increases in production expenses for producers compared to 2021. Severe drought has reduced hay and forage for livestock and contributed to higher feed costs. Now, despite those concerns, lower repayment problems dropped to the lowest level in 7 years. New England residents who love pork caught a break as a Massachusetts federal court signed a court order approving an agreement to delay enforcement of a state law banning the sale of pork that comes from animals not raised under the state's housing standards. A coalition led by the National Pork Producers filed suit seeking to stop the law's immediate implementation. The suit also asked the court to find the law unconstitutional. It's a significant outcome as the pork producers continue to push to preserve the rights of America's pig farmers to raise hogs the way that's best for their animals and maintain a reliable supply of pork. Those words from Terry Walters, the president of the pork producers. He said the impact would have been especially hard on producers in surrounding states who didn't have a vote in the Massachusetts referendum. The agreement ends 30 days after the Supreme Court decides on a suit against California's Prop 12, which may take place later on this year. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages, a benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, summer schedule, comprehensive insurance package with a $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more by calling Landall Company or apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. According to a Facebook post shared by the Ford County Sheriff's Office, the Dodge City Police Department made 33 DUI arrests through their DUI checkpoint during Dodge City Days. The efforts were made by the Dodge City Police Department, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Ford County Sheriff's Office. In total, over two nights, 729 vehicles were checked, 33 DUI arrests were made, and 48 alcohol and drug-related arrests were made. The Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission took a step on Friday to legalize sports gambling in the state. The commission unanimously approved regulations for sports betting during its meeting Friday in Topeka. The agenda states that the commission was tasked with clarifying specific language related to sports betting. The regulations also detail a ticket writer's duties when they begin a shift, among other things. There is currently no launch date set to start betting. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Reno County Sheriff's Office said a man died in a Friday afternoon vehicle fire near Cheney Reservoir. At around 2:30 p.m., the Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to the area of the 2000 block of East Parallel Road and the report of a vehicle going in and out of the ditch. Dispatch advised that the vehicle was stuck in the ditch and a female passenger was able to get out of the car, but the driver was trying to get the vehicle out of the ditch. The vehicle then caught fire while the driver was still inside, the Sheriff's Office said. A passerby was injured trying to get the driver out of the vehicle. Shawnee County law enforcement authorities investigating an attempted ATM theft have made one arrest and are asking the public for help to locate a second suspect identified as 43-year-old Michael Frank. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office asked residents from Southwest Fairlawn Road to Southwest Urish Road and Southwest 41st Street to Southwest 77th Street to be aware of any suspicious activity or individuals. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A panhandle man is facing charges for allegedly threatening a crop duster after it reportedly flew over his property multiple times. On August 9th at around 2 p.m., a Cheyenne County deputy received a call from 57-year-old Brian Keller, with Keller reporting a crop dusting plane flying over his property. An officer said Keller told him over the phone that if the plane flies over his property again, he's going to shoot it. According to an arrest affidavit, the Cheyenne County Emergency Communications Center informed the deputy that the pilot of the plane called 911 20 minutes later to report that a man had pointed a rifle at him. Officers did arrest Keller for terroristic threats and use of a firearm to commit a felony. Kearney City Manager Michael Morgan announced on Friday that the U.S. Department of Transportation has selected Denver Air Connection as the essential air service provider for the Kearney Regional Airport. The two-year contract will begin November 1st of this year. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I am Max Blasky. As classrooms begin to fill up for the upcoming school year, that also beckons the sights and sounds of Friday Night Lights and college football Saturdays. One of the most recognizable sounds at any football game is the sound of the band. Residents of Marysville will find themselves hearing that sound a little sooner than normal when the K-State Marching Band comes to the Landall Family Sports Complex Friday, August 12th to lead Marching with the Pride. Accumulation of 450 K-State band members and over 200 area students will result in a marching band performance like you have never seen. I spoke with Colette Ottens, one of the organizers of the event, on how this idea has flourished.
And when we were brainstorming what kinds of events could we bring to Marshall County, I don't know, it just popped in my brain. When I was in college, in the marching band, we had the band camp week followed by an exhibition, and people would come and watch us perform what we learned for the week. When my son was in the K-State marching band, there was no such exhibition, so I thought, well, wouldn't that be fun to have the band come up here and all the parents could come to our location and see their kids march. And so I just emailed Dr. Trace, the director of bands down there, and said, would this be something K-State would be interested in. Within 24 hours, I had a response that, yes, definitely they were interested. Let us know. And so we started collecting names and would you be interested? And yes, yes. And Dr. Trace kept saying, nope, it needs to be more. It needs to be more. So we ended up inviting 20 area high school bands coming to perform with us. So I'm hoping we have about 700 kids on that marching field.
With so much work put into an event of this magnitude, the excitement level surrounding this event is outstanding. Not only is Colette looking forward to everyone coming out and enjoying the performance that evening, but seeing the younger generation participate in band is what makes this worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, it's just an exciting event because we need to get more kids excited about music. If we don't teach kids how to read music and play music, how boring is that going to be 20 years from now? I'm all for driving the excitement and what can we do to get these kids into music. It's excited. It makes me excited. I'm going to totally take my piccolo down there and play one tune with them so I can be in a 700-piece band. Come on down. We want everybody to come experience a huge marching band on Friday, August 19th. And the public performance for people to come see is at 7 p.m.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and upper 90s throughout Missouri. More showers are possible overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout Tuesday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s and upper 80s throughout Missouri. Showers possible Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa and Nebraska, and the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas and Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this time in August, low 90s. Record high on this date, 109. Average low this time of year, 67, and record low, 46. Sunset this evening at 8:23 and sunrise in the morning at 6:39.
Is there an ideal setting for the refrigerator thermostat? We will review some helpful fridge facts today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 15th, the 227th day of the year. Culinary expert Julia Child was born on this day, and the red carpet was rolled out on this night in 1939 for the premiere of The Wizard of Oz. Many of us set the thermostat in the refrigerator for our personal preference. Some like the milk ice cold, some like the butter not too hard. But what's the ideal setting? Experts say 40 degrees is the warmest constant temperature recommended for food safety. At that setting, the growth of bacteria is slowed considerably, and cooked food should keep safely for 3 to 4 days. And here's another refrigerator tip. Don't overstuff it. Temperatures stay more uniform if there's room for air circulation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
This is Crazy Cal at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes sure looked like he was ready to go. The one-time MVP, Super Bowl champion, and four-time Pro Bowler made it look easy in his short time on the field. Mahomes threw for 60 yards and a touchdown on Kansas City's first possession, then watched as the Chiefs lost to the Chicago Bears 19-14 in a preseason opener on Saturday. The Chiefs will host Washington next Saturday. Brady Singer pitched six dominant innings, and the Kansas City Royals ended the Dodgers' 12-game winning streak, blanking L.A. 4-0 on Sunday. A day after hitting six home runs in a romp, the Dodgers were held to just two hits. The Dodgers were trying to match their longest winning streak since moving to L.A., having won 13 straight in both 1962 and 1965. The franchise record is 15 in a row, set in 1924 while the team played in Brooklyn. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Kansas State alum Skylar Thompson gave an impressive performance in the Dolphins' first preseason win of 2022, helping the team to a 26-24 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thompson started under center and played in all four quarters of the game. The seventh-round pick of the 2022 draft completed 20 of 28 pass attempts, which gave him a 71.4% completion rate. He notched 193 yards in the air, 25 on the ground, and also threw one touchdown pass to Lynn Bowden Jr. Miami's next preseason game is set for August 20th, hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. The 125th season of Kansas basketball will get underway in public fashion October 14th with the program's 38th annual Late Night in the Fog celebration at Allen Fieldhouse. Details on who will perform are still yet to be announced. Prior to last season, Run DMC performed, and in 2019, Snoop Dogg made a visit to Lawrence. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes.
In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Arbors and pergolas are great additions to the landscape, but waiting for the vines to climb and cover the structures can be frustrating. Try a few of these for quicker results. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Mix annual and perennial vines for the first few seasons. The annual vines provide quick cover and flowers, while the perennial vine becomes established for long-term beauty. Annuals like canary creeper, scarlet runner bean, or purple hyacinth bean will all grow and bloom in full sun or light shade. Clematis and climbing roses are traditional perennial favorites. Try growing both together for twice the bloom. Native and non-invasive honeysuckle vines will flower throughout most of the summer in full sun or partial shade. Sweet autumn clematis is a vigorous grower covered with fragrant white flowers in the fall. Sweet summer love is a cultivar with small fragrant purple flowers that appear in late summer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
If you drive into Forest City, Missouri these days, newcomers might be surprised to learn a couple of facts about this town of about 250 people. One, this was once a river town. And two, this was one of the largest and wealthiest towns on the river outside St. Louis. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Peggy Ann Edwards can tell you a lot about the history of a place she calls home, Forest City, Missouri.
Well, it began because the steamboats wanted to go all the way up to what is now Montana, but they couldn't because they couldn't get enough wood in their steamboats. So they established this place right here, which was about halfway between, and it was a wood yard.
And wood was plentiful here, thus the name, Forest City. This was a bustling town along the banks of the Missouri River. But drive here today, and you won't find the mighty Mo.
It was right here. But one night, unfortunately, August 1868, the river changed its mind. And it went 2.5 miles west of Forest City, left steamboats high and dry, and all the merchants here didn't know what to do.
Peggy Ann says she can still remember the wharf along the edge of town, now gone, but once along the banks of the river, helping load those steamboats with wood. Today, there are only about 250 people living here. It was once much different.
There were 7 hotels, plus many, many, many businesses here. And it was a large town and was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But when the river left, that just ended about everything.
You can still find some of the old homes and buildings here that give a hint of the commerce that took place in the early river town.
The millionaires here moved on to another spot. People here to sell land that come from the east and were here just to sell land and make money, they disappeared.
Many of the wealthy moved downstream
to St. Joe. You can find some of their mansions there yet today. And while this town is not as big and bustling as it was in the days just after the Civil War, there are still great reasons to visit. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside to Forest City, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
If you ate the same thing day after day, your chickens might feel the same way. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Offer the birds some garden scraps for a healthy treat as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Chickens thrive on high-quality commercial feed, but they also like treats from time to time. Take melon rinds out to the hens, and they'll run over and peck at them like they're candy. Joe Hess is a retired extension poultry specialist at Auburn University. He says offering garden scraps is a good way to cut down on waste and give chickens some variety in their diet.
I would stick mostly with vegetable matter out of the garden, but also table scraps as well. It's more of a problem if you feed them leftover meat scraps and things like that. But most of the garden scraps and plant material is safe to feed.
Never feed chickens spoiled or moldy food. The scraps can be raw or cooked, but the chickens probably prefer raw. Your birds will happily gobble up all kinds of fruits and vegetables, including berries, apples, and greens, as well as bread and rice. Hess says you do have to be mindful of feeding strong-tasting foods. For example, if the birds eat too much garlic or onions, their eggs could pick up those flavors. All garden scraps should be given in moderation as a treat. Hess says this is important in order to keep the chickens' diet in balance.
There is an issue with that, and being a poultry nutritionist, that's one of the first things I think about. We spend a lot of time formulating feeds so they're perfectly balanced with the right amount of protein, the right amount of minerals, vitamins, and those sorts of things. And it is possible to feed too much of the scraps so that they don't eat enough of the commercial feed that is well balanced.
If you allow the birds to roam around, spread the scraps in a weedy spot in the garden, and they'll scratch up the weeds for you. Learn more about feeding treats to your chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Some safety tips for working in the heat. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Most of the summer heat is behind us at this point, but there's still time to put a few heat safety tips to use now and in future years. Tawny Larson is with the Kansas Agribility Project and has advice for those working outdoors.
Dress lightly and wear long sleeves that are light color. They even have clothing now that has ultraviolet protection factor, so that helps with any sunburn through the clothing. And if you have some youngsters around, you may have to make sure that you dress them properly and protect their skin and keep them cool as much as possible during the day.
Larson says to be particularly watchful to avoid heat stroke and heat exhaustion.
With both of these, they can also have an effect with you the rest of your life. So it's important to know that if you do get heat stroke or heat exhaustion, then every time you're out in it, you can have an episode.
Larson says if anyone shows signs that the heat is affecting their health or behavior, don't ignore it.
If any of those things happen, it's important to call 911 if needed, move into a cool place, loosen up your clothing, put wet cloths on your body, that kind of thing, and drink a little bit of water at a time.
For some related links, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Think big this school year. As your child gets ready for a new school year, think beyond shopping for a bigger backpack or a bigger pair of shoes. You may also need to upgrade to bigger speeds for your home's internet connection. Blue Valley Technologies offers A-plus internet plans. Existing customers, bump your speed and get a $50 bill credit. New customers, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net for more information today.
New Faces Old Lot. Located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com. Now with full-time auto detailing.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, year-over-year consumer inflation for the month of July came in at 8.5%, down from the 9.1% for the month of June. The month-over-month inflation was at 0%, according to some, though that was largely the result of the 4.6% drop in energy prices. As Roger Cryan, American Farm Bureau Federation chief economist, says that inflation still remains a concern overall.
Food prices were almost 11% above last year and up over 1% just in the 1 month. And that'll continue to be an issue as demand is high and will remain high. And farmers around the world are challenged by things like drought and high fuel and fertilizer prices, and not to mention the war in the Ukraine. The Federal Reserve Bank pumped a lot of dollars into the economy in 2020 and 2021. And now the Fed is raising interest rates and selling assets to soak up some of those dollars. We're going to see headline inflation in the 5% to 9% range well into 2024.
He goes on to say the economy does remain strong, but the market does remain weary as well.
Job vacancies are a little bit lower than they were a couple months ago, but they're still way above pre-2021 levels. There's 10 million job vacancies in the U.S. economy right now. That means there's still a lot of demand in the economy. But we have a strong narrative in the market that says if the Fed raises rates, recession will happen. And that narrative is driving an overreaction, and that overreaction could drive a continuing recession.
Finally, he says there are some silver linings for farmers and ranchers.
A recession doesn't help farmers, but commodity prices are still relatively high, and if fuel and fertilizer prices keep dropping, that would be a big help. And the Fed's serious attack now, finally, on inflation, I think, is helping to restore faith in the market that inflation isn't going to be a long-term issue. So we're already seeing long-term interest rates start to drop, which is very helpful for farmers when they're looking to invest. And short-term interest rates will come down once inflation is beat, though that could take a couple of years.
That, again, was Roger Cryan, the American Farm Bureau Federation chief economist. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an agribusiness update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, beef demand seems to be holding steady despite a very high plateau in current beef prices, according to Tyler Cousins, ag economist, the Livestock Market Information Center. The most recent beef retail prices tracked by the federal government come from June of this year.
In June, retail beef prices were $7.66 per pound. This is up 20 cents per pound from last year. The record price that we have seen for beef was actually occurred in October of 2021, and that was $7.90.
He says July prices expected to remain high based on what we are seeing as far as wholesale prices that have occurred over the last month. And in the face of inflation and slowing of herd rebuilding efforts, beef prices remain elevated and domestic beef demand hold strong.
This inflationary environment that we're living in, coupled with the slowing in herd rebuilding efforts, keep beef prices elevated. But domestic beef demand is still holding strong in the face of those challenges. It's just, what's the tipping point here? I think we would have expected that to occur a little bit sooner, but consumers still seem to be buying their beef. I think they like consuming that at home and they learned how to cook it.
Foreign demand or exports of beef are a key piece of the demand picture, as strong beef exports are supportive for domestic prices.
Through those first 5 months of this year, beef exports have totaled nearly 1.5 billion pounds. Now, that's a record pace for the first 5 months in a year. It is also a 6% increase from the same period last year. What this means is about 10% of U.S. beef production is destined for these export markets. So I think that's an important key, is just the pace that we're shipping this and the amount.
Overall, Cousins says the beef demand picture looking positive, but the inflation environment that the U.S. and global economies are facing could prove to be a headwind in the near future. At the same time, he says availability indicates beef demand is holding strong for U.S. beef, which is a positive sign for the industry. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Livestock guardian dogs protect livestock from predators. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been in my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock safe and predators at bay with the Livestock Guardian Dog. They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a Livestock Guardian Dog research specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hair sheep or meat goats or angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to a specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hair sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hair sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash.
Their calmness and protective nature are bred in. So Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. Livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like Border Collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock, so their whole makeup is completely different. Their body structure, their personalities, and things like that.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about livestock guardian dogs at agriculture.com.
Hitchpen is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpen's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpen.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpen.com. Hitchpen, your ag marketplace.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Moving through a Monday today, getting closer to the wrap-up of the day, and been pretty consistent across the board for the grains overall. Corn, wheat, soybeans all still mostly lower right now. Livestock has kind of taken a dip into the red as well, with live cattle down, feeder cattle mixed on the board. We'll see how we close a little bit later on this afternoon. In the corn market, pretty steady today. September corn still down by 16 and a quarter cent, sitting at 623 and a half. December corn down by 17 and a quarter to 624 and a three quarters. In the wheat market, September KC wheat's down by 9 cents, sitting at 880 and a quarter, with the December in the red 10 and a half cent to 882, even a bushel. Over in the soybean market, they've slowed down some. They were at near 60 cent losses on the day. They're sitting at 48 and a half cents for the September soybeans at 1486 and a half. November's down 42 cents to 1412 and a quarter. Soybean meal today, they're mostly lower as well. September meal's down by $13, sitting at 451 and 70 cents. October's down 1410 at 409 and 20 cents. Oil market, September soybean oil's down 47 cents on the morning to 69.06, and the October down 72 cents at 67 and 58 cents. Cotton market's steady. They've jumped up at near $5 for the open, and they've been there all day long. Not a lot of change overall. October cotton's still up $5 to 119.44. December's in the green $5 to 113 and 59 cents. Finally, in the oats market, we do see some slight green here. September oats are up 1¾ cents to 460 even a bushel. Livestock market right now still kind of higher. Mixed right now, live cattle's dipped down into the red, with August down 40 cents at 139.82. The feeder cattle's mixed, with August in the green 17 cents to 179.80. September's down 47 cents at 182.90. And the lean hogs are up a half a buck to $100.52. U.S. dollar index today, some decent growth here for the day. September index is up by 78 cents to 106.29. 30-year bonds are up by a point at 141.20.
Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty at Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty at Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty at Ford today or start online at RustyAtFord.com. You'll go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty at Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
With upcoming wheat planting potentially on the minds of many producers across the state of Kansas, the K-State 2021-2022 wheat performance test results may be a resource of much value. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Crop Performance Test Coordinator Jane Lingenfelser shares what the 2022 Wheat Seed Book includes.
The 2022 Wheat Seed Book contains the results of the Kansas Wheat Performance Test and also the directory of certified seed dealers from the Kansas Crop Improvement Association. And this book will be printed August 22nd, and it will be available as an insert in High Plains Journal magazine. And hard copies will be available in local extension offices soon after that.
Langenfelser shares the promising start that this past year's wheat growing season had.
The 2021-22 growing season had a very promising start. It had 1 to 5 inches of rain falling across the state in September. And because of this, most of the wheat was planted fairly early to ensure good emergence. However, in the western third of the state, very little precipitation was received for the remainder of the fall, causing many fields not to emerge until the next rain event in the spring, regardless of when the wheat was planted. In contrast, however, most central and eastern areas of the state did receive precipitation in the fall and had warmer than average temperatures. That, combined with the early planting, increased the biomass headed into the winter months.
She explained some of the environmental challenges that were experienced throughout the rest of the year's growing season.
The temperatures during the winter months were about 1 to 4 degrees colder than average, and that extended into the spring, when the first 2 weeks of April saw as many as 11 hours below 32 degrees. The majority of the wheat was already in an extended dormant period because of the cooler temperatures, so luckily there wasn't much freeze damage associated during that cold snap in April. However, by May, the entire state was experiencing the lack of precipitation, which was delaying the reproductive development of the wheat and was leading to pretty severe drought stress. To exacerbate everything, the second week of May was extremely hot, and so the drought stress combined with the period of extreme heat stress caused many fields in the western portion of the state, west of a line from Smith to Pratt counties, started to show very severe symptoms of drought, including curling of the younger leaves and dropping and yellowing of older leaves. It was very common to find wheat that was only 9 to 12 inches tall. Due to the prolonged stresses in western Kansas, the worst affected was the far southwest Kansas, but severely stressed wheat was found as far east as Pratt County. Overall, the average yield for the state was 39 bushels, which was down 12 bushels from last year, but it could have been much, much worse.
Once again, that was K-State Crop Performance Test Coordinator Jane Langenfelser. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Something changing with your student school meals. School meals will no longer be free to all families unless they apply and qualify for free and reduced price meals. Nutrition is an important part of learning. Kansas schools and child nutrition staff work hard to ensure students have access to tasty and nutritious meals each school day. Applying for free and reduced price meals is fast and easy. To learn more and see if your household qualifies, contact your local school today.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.